This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hey, Mark. Hey, I heard what you said last week about me squatting in the guest house in Montecito. Now, I know you're the big radio man, but I have a legitimate real estate claim on that property. Okay, Mark? Okay? Oh, hey, by the way, you're out of milk.
And just as an aside, I don't even drink milk. He didn't know that. What's that guy's name again? What, have we heard about Randy Quaid? Has he checked in? Is he still in? Has he fleed from Canada? He was in upstate New York last I heard. I thought he left Canada. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talon on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Joining me today, attorney Bart Merrill. Join me in the second segment. We've talked about the Montecito debris flow. We have a new debris flow, and according to Bart, it's the contractors and insurance companies interfering and not helping rebuilding in Montecito. So we'll hear from attorney Bart Merrill in the second segment. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales. Weekly and year-to-date, we'll do in the first segment a little bit of an expanded year-to-date because we're including condos and PUDs. We can look at the last this year and the previous 2 years in PUDs. Planned unit developments, kind of a cross between a single-family home and a condo. When the Santa Barbara Multiple Listing Service sends out their stats, year-to-date, year-over-year, median prices, they're slightly different than mine because I don't include the PUDs, so mine would be slightly higher, but not enough to worry about. Got a text this morning from a listener pointing out the sale of Ellen DeGeneres' house and her wife, Portia De Rossi, which I was going to hopefully comment on, have time to comment on today, sold off-market, and his point was, well, hey, what about the fact that it wasn't in MLS? So does that affect the median sales price? And it was an interesting take and an interesting question. There are sales. I only use Santa Barbara Multiple Listing Service. I do receive court books of the county, and they do list all the properties. And there's inevitably a few that don't get put in MLS. So the question is, well, what about this? How much was it? Portia, what did we do with you? I loved her in that TV show. What's the TV show she was in?
Cars?
Arrested Development. So the sale, I think, was 20. They paid $26.5 million, sold it for $34 million. Did a lot of renovation. So year to date, $1,277,000 is the year to date median price from Carpinteria to Goleta. Do I have that right? Maybe it's $1,278,000, depending on, I guess I did it this morning versus Saturday. So call it $1,278,000. And but we don't have that sale of over 30 million. So there's about 581 sales. So if you made it 582 sales, the median sales price would be $1,275,000 instead of $1,278,000. So it just knocks it up $3,000. Not a big impact. The outliers, that's why you use median versus average. The outliers don't impact the median price. And then for the fun of it, I took the top four sales out of the 581 sales. And they were four that were over, I think, 10 or 11 million. And that median sales price didn't move at all, $1,275,000 instead of $1,278,000, taking off the top four sales that were in MLS, plus that includes plus the one that was not in MLS. So if you look at just a smaller number of sales just in Montecito, there are only 66 sales year to date. The median price, Montecito, 66 sales year to date, 2,763,000. 2,763,000. And if you add the sale of over 30 million, then it's 2,775,000 from 2,763,000. And that's looking at only 66 sales where you'd expect it to have a higher impact. So not much of an impact is the... but the question is how many others were off market? I don't know. But I'm always doing comparisons year over year. So in the end, you know, it's just all in the same mix. So as mentioned, year-to-date sales through July 27th, 2018, 38th week of the year, it's single-family residence only just through the Santa Barbara Multiple Listing Service, 1,278,000, which is about just about 2% higher than last year's year-to-date of 1,255,000. The number of sales averaging 19. Is this boring you? God, I've never seen a man yawn so deeply and so long in my life. I thought he was going to fall off the chair. So the number of sales are down overall 9%. 9%, averaging 19.4 sales per week versus last year, 21.3 sales per week. Montecito, number of sales down more dramatically. I didn't do the weekly, but 66 sales year to date. And 96 sales year-to-date last year. Median price this year, as mentioned, $2,763,000. Last year, $2,965,000. So, but again, only 66 sales, so it's not impacting the 9% overall drop. Remember, a couple of weeks ago, it was 3% in Santa Barbara, about 5%, 5.8% in Goleta, about 14% Carp Summerlin. And Montecito at that week was like 28%. So overall, 9% fewer sales, but not very much in the Santa Barbara area. Now, year-to-date condos, 650,000. 650,000 and 253 sales. Last year, 240 sales. So we have an increase in the number of sales. Year-to-date, first 30 weeks of the year, 2018. And we have an increase in the median price, 617,000 last year, 650 this year. Year before that, it was 236 sales, so we've increased every year, last 3 years. Year-to-date condo was 635,000 back in 2016. And but the year before that, let's see, year before that, 328 sales. Condo sales. Wow, that was a breakout year. That was 2015, so that was a big jump. If you look at the planned unit developments, I mean, I could go back. For some reason, I did this back to 2005. But just to look at the number of condo sales year-to-date, first 30 weeks, 253. Again, increase from last year, 240, 236 for that. 2015, 328. Before that, 259, 265, 231. So, you know, number of condo sales are strong, I would say, based on that. You go back to 2011, there was only 142 condo sales year to date. And going backwards from there, 197, 164, 160. So below 200 for 4 years in a row. And you go back to 2007, 244 sales year to date. So we're better than 2007 condo sales year to date, we're at 253. And our median price, 650,000, is better than 2007, 630,000 condo sales. Not as good as 2006, 672,000, 2005, 674,000. So those 2 years topped this year of 650, but not by a whole lot. And there were 300 condo sales year to date, first 30 weeks in 2005. That's the record going back to 2004. 300 sales. Whoops, 328 is the record. That's from 2016. But the highest median price, 674,000, is 2005. And then quickly, planned unit developments year to date, 26 planned unit development sales at a median price of almost 900,000. And then 2017, there were 30 sales, median price 790,000. And year before that, 2016, 28 sales. So amazing. You know, you go 28, 30, and 26 this year. Amazing similarity number of sales. But this year, big jump in the median price of those. So if my year-to-date is $1,278,000, but again, it's a lot lower than the single-family sale. So those 26 sales will bring down the median price. So if you hear a median price year-to-date of less than $1,278,000, it's because they're throwing in those 26 PUDs, median price of just under $900,000. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We're going to take a quick break. Come back with attorney Bart Merrill. He's going to talk about what's going on with contractors in Montecito, illusory promises to rebuild, repair, and then insurance shortfalls as well. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.